I was invited once to visit the White House. And not a public tour, but an off-hours VIP tour. I was stopped at several security checkpoints to show various forms of ID, while my escort was able to walk through unescorted with their all-access blue ID badge. They walked with me through each checkpoint, showed their badge, and said, "Let him in. He is with me." Our theme for this meditation from 1 John chapter 3 is about access, gaining access, not because of who we are, but because of who we are with. Gaining access to the kingdom, not because of who we are, but because of who our Heavenly Father is. So as we begin, rest here having full access to the Creator of the universe, the Planet Maker. And whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be at peace that the only ID you need for the next 15 minutes is the truth that you are a child of God. So take 3 deep belly breaths here as your eyes drift from open into a soft focus into closed. And trust in this place of assurance, this time of access, in this moment of childlike faith in God, Spirit and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from John chapter 1 and respond softly, "Lord God, thank you that I am known as your child. But to all who did receive him, they became his children. And Lord God, thank you that I am known as your child. Those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Lord God, thank you that I am known as your child. We who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And Lord God, thank you that I am known as your child." Continue on now in a place of secret, private prayer of your own. Pray boldly now by faith, praying as one with complete access to God in every room in his kingdom palace. Have you ever been denied access? Maybe you forgot your ID, forgot a ticket, maybe your voter registration card, maybe misplaced a boarding pass. Well, how did it feel? Note how it felt. Did it feel humiliating? Frustrating? Were you angry? Well, take this time to notice the feelings associated with being denied. How do you respond emotionally to being denied access? Take note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind here and feel no judgment. Just simply note the feelings and emotions of being denied as they rise for a moment. Now be transformed by the renewal of your mind to that of Christ. And take this time now to invite positive thoughts of being accepted, being allowed in. Have full access to all that you want to experience. Just be aware of everything in this moment. And be aware, too, of your breathing. Let that include your breathing as you breathe in deep from your belly. Even your breath having full access to give life to each part of you. Invite your breath in now. Don't deny it. Feel no judgment if thoughts drift to moments of rejection or exclusion. Part of becoming Christ-like is how you recover from moments of being dismissed to then return to the truth of acceptance and access. Let drifting thoughts of rejection slowly drift back to thoughts of entry and admission as you pray the breathless whisper, Lord God, thank you that I am known as your child. Center on the sacred words, God's child, for the next few moments and feel no judgment. Only feel divine peace, knowing you have full access to God because you are his child and he is your guide. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture, and rather than focusing on each word, accept the truth of the broader narrative. Imagine receiving them as a letter written to you from long ago. Accept these words from the Apostle John as he writes from near the city of Ephesus. From 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, from the New International Version. Dear my beloved friend, remember well what great love the Father has lavished on you and I, that we should be called children of God. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. How did you feel receiving these words from John? Well, let the words simmer, words for you. Once more, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. We should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. So linger over this truth and soak in it until it saturates you to the center of your being, the truth of eternal divine access. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be heard as a prayer from you to the Lord. Dear Lord God, it is indescribable the manner of love you have bestowed on us, that we should be called yours, the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know you first, but by your grace, now, we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when you are revealed, we shall be like you, for we shall see you as you are. And to your glory, and in the name of Jesus, amen. Let your thoughts from this prayer from Scripture move you into a moment of personal, private prayer. Praying your mind becomes that of Christ, praying as a child with full access to the Father. Reading this passage now a third time, take this time to contemplate and ponder what you experience. Pay close attention to what you feel, what you see and hear and touch and smell, as you experience this wider passage from the English Standard Version. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it does not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. What did you experience in this passage? While resting in imaginative contemplation, consider walking with God through the palaces of heaven. Depending upon the type of relationship you have or had with your earthly father, passages like this may be difficult. But for now, take the hand of your heavenly Father in all of His glory and majesty. How do you feel as He guides you without effort through His kingdom? A kingdom that is yours too, as His heir. Well, take this minute to worship Him as His child, to be thankful for all that is yours because of all that He is. For this minute, center on being His. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, thank you that I am known as your child." Letting the sacred words, "God's child," be those that guide you through the days ahead. And let me pray a prayer over you now, that you see what great love the Father has for you, that you should be called a child of God, and that is who you are. Let His parenting be what guides you. Let His love nourish and sustain you. And let the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So stay alert for opportunities that God might use you to remind another of the access they have to God. Full access that a child has through their father. Who can you help remind of their value and worth as a child of the Creator of the universe today? So when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, slip your tiny hand into the hand of God as He walks you through creation. Don the all-access badge and walk boldly through the kingdom, remembering that you have the assurance of a full, anytime encounter with the Planet Maker.